Hi, I'm your host, Valerie Maya, and this is Become Light, the podcast where I share the knowledge on how to play the game of your life. There's an answer to everything and a solution always, and I will give you just that. Oh, and tips on how this whole world works. Hello, everyone. We are going to talk all about soul purpose today. I also like to call it soul pull, the thing your soul is pulled to do in this lifetime. Each and every one of you has a soul purpose. It is very unique to you. You have something that you came to contribute to the world that is going to light you up every single day that you will love to do. Now, this episode is definitely an extension off of my New Year's episode. So go back and listen to that if you have not. It'll help kind of lay the land for this one a little bit. But I do mention in that episode that our planet has raised in frequency. And one of the biggest reasons why our planet was low in frequency before is because 98% of the planet is not doing their soul purpose. That is a huge number. And that is no one's fault, but that is just where we're at on a soul level. Most of the planet is not doing what they came to do 100%. They might be doing it 40%, 60%, 30%, but most people are not hitting it bullseye. Now, the planet has raised in frequency, like I mentioned in that last episode, which is causing each and every one of us to have to adjust our energy. We are all having to raise with it, which is causing our energy to align more with our soul wants, which is one of them, our soul purpose, right? We are all being forced to readjust and align with what we came to do in this lifetime. And that is why each and every one of us is feeling a little wobbly with our footing of like, what are we meant to do? Does this feel right? I don't know. This is why we're having so many hiring issues out there, because everyone is having to readjust their soul purpose. And a lot of businesses haven't adjusted how their business helps souls. So they think it's all just going to be like, oh yeah, you're going to still love this job. It's like, no, business owners also have to adjust why working for them is an amazing thing. But going back to the individuals, each of us are feeling a pull to adjust and align with our soul want of what we came to do. Now, I've been doing my soul purpose for years now. And it was about, I think, a little over a year ago when this all kind of started with the planet. And I started getting pretty depressed. And I hadn't felt depression in years. And I was just like, whoa, I don't love what I'm doing. And I was like, okay, this is weird because this is our sole purpose. So what's going on? And because a big reason why we feel depression is there's four reasons. One is we're not doing our sole purpose. We feel stuck, so we're not growing. We feel like we're not contributing to the earth or the planet or society. Or we're lacking passion, hobby in our life. The more of those four you have, the higher your depression is. This is why we have so many people in the world with depression. It is, sure, a chemical that is being released in your body when you experience these emotions. Why it's so intense is because our soul purpose is so important. So when I started feeling depression, I knew it was one of those four. And the one that came up was soul purpose. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing that. So what's wrong here? What's off? And I had to look in, and that's when I realized the planet was shifting. We all have to shift with it, which means even myself included, doing my soul purpose 100% was needing to adjust slightly and align even more with who I am and what I came to do. And the reason why I was feeling so depressed was because in my head, I was like, this is not a very exciting life. Like, of course, I love working one-on-one with people. I absolutely love doing sessions. But I was like, this is not very fun. Like, I was like, I am 35 and just like sitting at home doing sessions all day. Like, this can't be it. Like, I am too young, too fun to just be like sitting still and doing this. And it got very clear to me that my long goal now is to have this life-altering, changing show where it's live on a stage. And what I do in a session, I'm going to do with a huge group of people. I want to change lives much bigger, much more entertaining and fun. And that was so me, because if you know me, I'm a Leo, I'm fire. Yes, give me a stage, I will be on it. As a very young age, I was a dancer, so I was on a stage at 5 years old. That was not an ego want, that was a soul want. I got on that stage because my soul was like, you need to get comfortable being in front of a bunch of people. And so when I realized that was my small pivot, I needed to think bigger, that's when I got the okay to do a podcast. Like this is the stepping stone to the bigger picture. And once I pivoted, I felt great. I was like, here we go, we're on board. So even I am pivoting when I've hit my soul purpose bullseye. So right now, whether you are doing something that you absolutely love or you're not, either one is totally fine, but know that you're either going to have to pivot slightly to adjust to you even more. And that might just be more picky about the jobs you're taking or whatever, or you might need to really invest in something to get you aligned with your soul purpose completely, because there isn't a better time but now to do it. So I want you all to think about what you're doing right now as a career and how can you align it more to you. And what I want to point out is don't be afraid to do something that is out there already. Now, you each have a very specific soul purpose that is different from each and every one of all of us. And all of those little pieces come together perfectly. But you might need to start doing something that's already out there to align with your unique DNA soul purpose. As an example, I'm doing this podcast, right? There's a million podcasts out there. But this is very unique to me and what I'm doing. And it's giving me that stepping stone to start going into more of like an entertainment version of what I'm doing, to kind of go in the direction I need to go. So don't be afraid to do something that already exists to get you to where you need to go. But I just think you should just think about your career right now and go, how can I align this more to my soul? How can I align this more to what I'm going to wake up every day and get so excited to do? Because that tells you, okay, that's more in line with my soul. Now, fear obviously gets in the way, right? Like, how is this going to work? Is this going to work? All of that. I will promise you this. If it is your soul purpose, it will work. When I was told I was meant to be a healer, I remember looking at that man. I went home and I cried for 5 hours. I was like, how am I going to do this? There is no way. I mean, I was a mess. And after I had my mini breakdown, I did sit there and go, I just don't know if I can make a living this way. I had a thriving business that I started. And so in my mind, I'm like, well, that's the safe route. It's going really well. But right now, I'm told to literally go and jump this way. And with under a year, I had a business going. The universe will support your soul purpose. It has to. The planet wants it. The planet is craving all of us to jump into our soul purpose. So the more you jump into it, the more you go, I'm going to do what I came to do, and I'm going to change lives and contribute to this earth with what I have as my own gifts, trust me, you will be supported. So don't be afraid to take those jumps. It will work as long as it's your sole purpose. Now, there is a big fear-based thought that was instilled into society, and it's instilled very like under the surface. And this belief system came from absence of light, is what I like to call it, these fear-based thoughts. And it is, if we're all successful, none of us can be. That's absolutely incorrect. If we are all successful, we would all be thriving. This planet would be a whole different frequency. And I'm talking a whole different world if we were all thriving. We would all feed wanting each other perfectly with each and every gift that you have. So do not allow that type of belief system to shut you down. You can be successful just like everyone else, and everyone should be. Encourage each other to align with each and every one's soul purpose so we can all thrive together. If you are unsure of where your soul purpose is, and I totally get that, it can be completely scary to be like, I have no idea, I was there and I felt those things. I just want you to think back throughout your life, and each job and each thing you've done has aspects and skill sets in it that align you to your soul purpose. It will give you a clear answer in at least what direction to go to. So whatever you liked about a certain job, that is some aspect of your soul purpose. What you were really good at a certain job, that has a skill set that is part of your soul purpose. I used to tell people about how I have this, you know, I mean, I still tell people this, but I have this mobile spray tanning company that I started years and years ago, and I'm a healer. And a few years ago, people would always say, like, that seems so disconnected. And I was like, actually, it's not. It's that company woke me up to being a healer, really. When I first started it, I was the one spraying. So I would go into these homes of all different walks of life. And I mean, all different types of people. It put me in front of different people. And it was my job to make them comfortable for 20 minutes while I sprayed them, because they were completely vulnerable and naked. And they would pour their life out to me, and I would give them advice. And I would come back the next week and they'd be like, oh my God, the advice you gave me like changed my life. Like, how'd you know that? And at the time I was like, I don't know. But I was reading their energy. I was giving little mini sessions while I was spray tanning. So that company I started that I thought was just a part-time gig that I needed to do to make money was preparing me for my soul purpose. So the minute I was told I was a healer, stepping into sessions, I just did for 7 years prior. So it was like a piece of cake. So every job that you do has skill sets that you're bringing into your soul purpose. So it's really helpful to think back to all these jobs and really start to pull out the things you liked. Pull out the stuff that you were really good at. And this list will give you this really beautiful example of what you're meant to do. I mean, I just loved connecting with people, all these different people. I loved it. I loved having different viewpoints and being able to see one another. And I was like, oh my God, of course, because that's where I'm at now. I want people to see one another, no matter how different you feel like we all are. I want to bring the balance in. That is my heart desire, right? So I had that in my job then. So, and then if you think back to when I was very young, even not a job, but something I was pulled to, I was on a stage at 5 years old. There was no ego involved there. That was totally my soul saying, you need to get on stage and you need to get comfortable being in front of people. And obviously I had to work through my ego at the time. I was like, I'm going to be an actress. That was totally not what I was meant to do. At that time, I wanted to feel special. So that's why I went that route. But once I got off that train and I'm now aligned with my healer self, I am now able to pull back and see like, okay, well, the stage part of it was actually a big part of me. So I'm going to use that in my soul purpose. The entertaining part of me, I'm going to use that in my soul purpose. Feeling alive and connecting with a group of people. I'm going to take that and put that into my soul purpose, right? So look back in your life and see what you were drawn to, what you were really good at. Those are your soul purposes. And obviously there are people like me that also can help you align with your soul purpose. This is the best time to invest in something like that. But also, again, if you're doing a job that you love, just see if there is a place where you can pivot. And it's okay that you're feeling a little wobbly there and confused. It doesn't mean you're way off, just like my experience. It didn't mean I was going to stop sessions. I just had to get clear on where was my sessions going to. What was the next chapter? And then I saw the next chapter and all of a sudden I loved sessions again. It was like, and I still do to this day, because I now know where they're going to. So whether you're in it in your job and you love it, just a small pivot or a big pivot, this is the time to start looking, because in the next year, this is what's all going to be adjusted, is systems and certain careers are going to all be pivoting, and you want to pivot with it. And honestly, you want to pivot before. Like, I pivoted my career, I think a year ago, with understanding I was going to do this podcast and stuff. And I'm like kind of ahead of the energy. So this is the time to kind of just start asking the questions and start thinking about it, because you definitely came to do something. And if you're still on this earth, you have something to contribute to this planet. Whether you're retired or not, it is, you're here. And not to put anybody who is retired, I'm not trying to put more work on your shoulders. Enjoy the break. Enjoy it. But trust me when I say this, you still want to contribute to the world. We are here to do that. We are all here to put a puzzle piece together of this whole planet, help the planet raise in frequency, and help each other thrive. And the way to do that is to all of us adjust and align to what our souls came to do. And you can do this, and it is within you. And trust me when I say it, the minute you click into it and you start doing it, you will feel alive like you've never felt before. Thanks so much for joining me. Please rate, like, share, review so we can stay connected and this can continue to grow. I am your host, Valerie Maya, and this is Become Light.